Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Peter gives this greeting. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, one of the themes of the book of 1 Peter is hope. Hope. Peter mentions hope on several occasions throughout his letter. In chapter 3:15, Peter said this, quote, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that is in you." Again, be able, be prepared to give a reason for the hope that is in you. Friends, I feel very strongly that Christians should naturally be hopeful people. I have said this on many occasions, but it bears repeating. Christians should be the happiest people you come in contact with. Christians should be the happiest people around. Christians, by their very nature, should project a hopeful demeanor. Friends, we as Christians should come across to others as so happy and so hopeful to the point people might ask us, how can you remain hopeful in the midst of all of this hopelessness that we see in the world around us? Again, Peter told Christians to be prepared to give an answer as to the reason you have hope. How would you answer that question if asked? What is the reason for your hope as a Christian? Well, it all starts with the resurrected Christ. We all know that Jesus conquered death and opened the way to paradise for His followers. Friends, I think another good answer for why you have hope would be to list what Jesus has done and what Jesus is doing now for you and me personally. So, what has Jesus done for me that gives me hope? Let me briefly list a few things that Jesus has done for me. Jesus has given me the assurance that I am not alone in this world. Jesus has demonstrated by His actions that I have worth and that I am loved. Jesus has given me a clear conscience by forgiving my sins and washing them away. Jesus has given me purpose and direction in my life. Jesus has given me an ultimate confidence in the future. Jesus has paved the way to eternal life with Him. Friends, what has Jesus done for you? Brethren, we all have a living hope that is available to us. Let us cling to it and never let go. Amen.